It's Monday, June 11th, 2012.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That's a great song right back there. It's a band from Auckland, New Zealand. They're called Opossum. That was the song Blue Meanies. You can get that from their Bandcamp page, which is what I did. It's a great song. They're going to go places. A guy who's in Opossum, he's been in some other bands. And I should tell you about this Auckland, New Zealand. That's where they're from. See, I realized after I made that last episode of the show, it was a few weeks ago, the Australia and New Zealand episode of the show, that I didn't actually ever mention on the show the reason I was making such an episode, which, you might have guessed, was because I was in Australia and New Zealand. Somehow I forgot to mention it. So at any rate, I was in, for the better part of May, I was in Australia and New Zealand. Very exciting. And when I was in Auckland, I met a guy named Sam, and Sam was like, let me tell you about some bands. You need to hear about some bands. And he gave me a whole long list of bands. and the only one I've put on so far is now Opossum, but I felt like I'd just start the show off right with a little bit of Opossum. Pretty good stuff, that band. And the guy who's in Opossum, he's got some other bands too, and maybe I'll play some of them at some point. Anyway, thought I'd just get that right out of the way. Now back to the normal programming. How about some bands from Brooklyn? Or at least one. How about this one? They're a band called Ski Lodge, and boy, are they great. They're so great. They've got an EP out, self-titled EP, Ski Lodge. And we're going to hear two tracks from it. We're going to hear A Game and Chandeliers, both by Ski Lodge from Brooklyn, New York, right here. We're all spit on this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Lying to you. Well, let me give you what I think is the lesson of this, which is stick to your guns. Scott Walker stuck to his guns. This is what Republicans always do, you know, and they win. They don't fear polls. Democrats fear polls and follow polls. Republicans look at the polls and go, so what? We'll change it. The public option is popular, we'll make it unpopular. Unions are popular, no big deal. And, you know, I think the Democrats should get this message, because as soon as Obama switched on gay marriage, came out for gay marriage, the polls reflected, like, black Americans who were not for gay marriage, they all fell behind him.
And you know,
not all, but the polls switched enormously.
And where that's especially true is in people's attitudes toward government, that the conservatives right. have been running a 40-year campaign against government. And the liberal says, oh, well I kind of like them, but I really love the private sector.
Right.
And that they just got to come out and say, no, we really believe the government can do good things. This goes back in our history to Hamilton and Clay. It's not some socialist invention right. that American government actually could help build the country. And liberals are totally afraid to say that.
But liberals keep compromising, right? So we get this big health care reform, and Obama just gives the ball to the insurance companies right away.
I
mean, it was government saying, here, we're going to lock in, almost every single American will now become your customer. It'll be the law that they're your customer. So, I mean...
Why the capitalists don't love that, I don't know. I think they secretly do.
Let's catch up a little bit before the last two songs. You heard Colleen Green. She is from Los Angeles, California. We heard the songs Goldmine and Always On My Mind. Both are from her debut album called Milo Goes to Compton. Pretty good stuff. If you like those two songs, you're going to want to check out the rest of it. I think it's catchy. Those are two of my favorites. A few other favorites on there, but those are my two very favorites, perhaps. Pretty good stuff. Okay, after Colleen Green, we heard two songs by Beach House. The very consistently solid, very recognizable, right? If you've, you know, sounds just like Beach House. It's so good. Their new album, Bloom, came out fairly recently. I guess less recently at this point than at one point, but, you know, still fairly recently. We heard Lazuli and New Year, both really great stuff off of that new album by Beach House. So solid. If you like those two tracks, definitely want to pick up the whole record because it's fantastic. All right, up next, Sea Pony from Seattle, Washington. We're going to hear two songs. First, Into the Sea, and then Nobody Knows. They're both from the album Go With Me by Sea Pony. Pretty good stuff right here. Check it out. Where else but on this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Just let the rain fall down. to the inside, looking like she was pulling ahead. And then when things started getting real tricky, my baby straight up and fled. She never really put her whole heart into it. She never tried, that's what I said. I've had my down points and I've gotten real nasty, but my baby straight up and fled. She moved out west from what I read. I got problems, but no more problems than any other man. I got tried and convicted, but I'm doing the best I can. Stories go and life just goes on, any which way he plans. Gotta pick myself up from my bootstraps and get out there again. It don't seem real and it's hurting my head. I can't believe my baby's straight up and fled. Well, and out tomorrow I'm waking up alone. The phone's not ringing, damn that old phone. When's it gonna get any easier? My baby's straight up and fled. She never really put a little heart into it. She never tried, that's what I said. I've had my down points and I've gotten real nasty, but my baby's straight up and fled. She moved out west from what I read. I got problems, but no more problems than any other man. I got tried and convicted, but I'm doing the best I can. Stories go and life just goes on, any which way he plans. Gotta pick myself up from my bootstraps and get out there again. It don't seem real and it's hurting my head. I can't believe my baby's straight up and fled. It don't seem real and it's hurting my head. I can't believe my baby's straight up and fled.
New rule, if you handle snakes to prove they won't bite you because God is real, and then they bite you, do the math. Last week, snake-handling Reverend Mark Wolford was killed by a snake he was handling. In the church he inherited from his father, who was also killed by a snake he was handling. Hallelujah. I know it says in the book of Mark, take up servants, they will not harm you. But as it says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time to weep and a time to laugh.
Oh!
right before that awesome song we just heard, we heard a band called Diamond Rugs. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and it's a guy from Deer Tick, and he's also Middle Brother, and then there's like some other guys from some other bands that are, they kind of got together and they're like, hey, let's make a new band, and we'll call it Diamond Rugs, and we'll make sort of, you know, alt country, 60s sounding, whatever, you know, I don't know, pretty good stuff. I find it a little tiring over the course of the album, but that song's pretty good. Hightail, the one we heard. Did I mention that? Okay, so Diamond Rugs with Hightail back there. And the thing you just heard, super fantastic, Neutral Bling Hotel. That's the name of it, Neutral Bling Hotel. And it's a mashup album called In My G4 Over the Sea. And it's a mashup of Neutral Milk Hotel, obviously, in the Airplane Over the Sea record with Kanye West and Dr. Dre and, you know, other sort of mainstays of hip-hop, and put together really, really well. Such an unlikely pairing, the Jeff Mangum with the Jay-Z, right? It's not your normal thing, but it works astoundingly well, I think. It's a really fun, really fun record, and you get that for a Name Your Price download over yonder at Bandcamp. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, speaking of people doing remixes, how about this next one? This is just so great. It's John Boswell, the one, the only John Boswell of Seattle, Washington. You know him best as Symphony of Science if you listen to this show, because I put on tons of stuff by Symphony of Science because I'm such a big fan. And he's got this new thing that he's released, and he was approached by PBS, the public broadcasting stations of America, to do a series of remixes of their sort of legendary figures, like their icons of PBS over the decades. And so he's put together the first one, and it's called Garden of Your Mind, Mr. Rogers Remixed. And if you grew up in America, I don't know what exact age you'd have to be affected by it. For all I know, Mr. Rogers is still on. They might just be airing reruns. But Fred Rogers, he was this children's program, you know, aimed at very young kids, like preschool to 6 years old or something. And he just is like the kindest person in the world. Like, you just cannot imagine a nicer, better figure. And if you look up stuff about Mr. Rogers, he was actually this really awesome guy, just in so many ways. Not just he was like really good with kids and stuff. He was like really good on everything. He was an awesome, awesome dude. So anyway, there's a warm spot in everyone's heart in America, I think, for Mr. Rogers, except for crazy right-wingers who don't like him because they hate everything that's good. But anyway, so John Boswell, Symphony of Science guy, he was like, yes, I'll totally remix stuff for you. And he created this incredible remix of Mr. Rogers. And there's a video, of course, which you'll definitely want to watch that if you haven't. And in the meantime, here's the song. Check it out. John Boswell, Garden of Your Mind, Mr. Rogers Remixed. Where else but finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things?
Are they scary things?
Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? Did you ever pretend about things like that before? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different, from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Did you feel like going like that? Let's give the fish some food.
Mr. McFeely.
I didn't order any whistle.
That's what they call a slide whistle.
Did you feel like going like that? There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things.
You can think about things and make believe.
All you have to do is think.
You can think about things and make believe.
All you have to do is think,
and they'll grow.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was The Boat That I Row, Mulino e Vento, and A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, all by Chus Martinez y su Conjunto. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Or, of course, find us on Facebook, like the show, and then you can leave comments there for all the world to see and stuff like that. Tune in again in a few weeks for another new episode of the show. It'll probably be a little more regular now that I'm not traveling.